At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, let's do the same thing, but with a couple guests tonight.
Another 5 hour KM to AM. Blessed to be here and have all of this time with you before you decide to go to bed. Maybe you're going to work. Maybe you're going for a drive. Maybe you got to go pick somebody up. Maybe you're going to the gym, whatever it is. If you give me 5 hours or 5 minutes, I appreciate it. Keep McPherson on the Fan. We're going to unpack everything again. Now, obviously, not much has changed since last night's five-hour sprint, but I've got some guests coming along and some different takes and different ways to kind of, get us through the night and break stuff down. And last night, I didn't really pile on because I felt like there was a lot of piling on. I kind of hit this on Monday night when I was on late, but here we go again. Aaron Glenn, judging Aaron, as the New York Post put on the back of, Sunday or Monday's paper. I'm concerned. Legitimately, I'm concerned. We are watching Aaron Glenn sink into this position like we've seen so many before him. And I hope that he'd be different. I hope that he would learn from the past. I mean, I hope he would just learn from Rob Saleh, another defensive coordinator that was from a good team and came in here. Remember Rob Saleh talking about, yeah, I'm keeping receipts. We're not the same old Jets. The instant coffee line Aaron Glenn used and Rob Saleh used, it's the same thing. It is the same old Jets. And I know Jets fans are frustrated, and I want to hear from Jets fans in this first hour because I know you're at a boiling point that you don't want to be at going into week 7. But Aaron Glenn has to recognize that. Aaron Glenn has to realize you're not going to beat the fans. You're not going to beat the media. You can't even beat any NFL teams. Like, you're never going to win that game. You might not win a game this year. We're waiting. And this is a week where you're coming home in front of those fans, in front of those media members. And if I know one thing about MetLife Stadium, if it's not going right, fans show up with bags on their heads. Fans will have signs. Fans will boo loud. It can get bad for you. It's already bad for you with the injuries that you have. It's already bad for you. And I just heard Justin Fields, right? Justin Fields has changed his tone. Justin Fields is speaking a little differently. And I hope he changes his approach. I was talking last night. Baker Mayfield's throwing interceptions. Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford, you got to let it rip. Hopefully he lets it rip. But when I heard this today, this was concerning to me. When I heard Aaron Glenn talk about the fans in the media and using the B word. Let's play it so I don't have to do it verbatim. Connor, go ahead and hit today's latest, and then we'll work backwards as I feel like the head coach of the New York Jets is sinking in quicksand.
I think you said after the game, you'd like to see him give guys a chance. Do you think he maybe needs to take a few more chances in terms of it? It's not wide open. Let's try a 50-50 ball. Let's try to give Garrett a chance or Josh a chance.
Yeah, here's what I do know is, and you're right, You know, and I've said that, and I still believe that. And I think that's for any quarterback, especially when you have man coverage, to give a guy a chance. But I do know if something bad happens, you guys are going to be about that, about him, you know. So the thing is, he just got to go out there and play quarterback and do the best that he can. And but I don't come off that at all. You know, when you're in man coverage, I mean, you got to give a guy the chance to go catch the ball.
Aaron Glenn, I don't know why you are so attached to Justin Fields. I know there's some pride involved because that's the guy that you selected. But I don't know why you would take the approach to say you guys are going to be about that. No, we're not. If he throws an interception, but he's throwing touchdown passes and the team is winning, nobody's going to care about the pick. You're in your own head. You're in your own thoughts. He's the only quarterback in the NFL without an interception. And what has that turned into? Zero interceptions, zero wins. Why are you getting in your feelings? I thought this was the freaking New York Jets. Why are you so attached to Justin Fields? You need to be attached to this fan base and winning and turning this thing around. And if Justin Fields shows you in the first half, he's still taking sacks, he's not processing, he's not getting rid of the ball, you need to get off of that and go to Tyrod. There are actual Jets fans calling for rookie Brady Cook, the kid from Missouri, undrafted. People are actually suggesting Brady Cook play. You know why? Because they just want anything new. We've seen Tyrod Taylor play for like 6-7 different teams. We've seen Justin Fields now on his third different team. We feel like we know as NFL fans who those guys are. We don't know who Brady Cook is from a little bit of the preseason. He's not the answer. If you think that you can say to the media things like that to take up for Justin Fields and that's going to work, you're mistaken. You got to find a way to win games. Let's work back after the game. And like, you know what? This is a tough week. You have the Carolina Panthers coming into the building. You should be able to compete with them. Maybe if the ball bounces your way, beat them. Let's go back last week that just happened in London, the standalone London game. Your defense showed up, gave you opportunities. Special teams showed up, gave you opportunities. Your offense was not able to do anything. And so there are Jets fans screaming for a rookie. I know it's maybe 10, 15% of them saying, give us Brady Cook. Because what they see across the building, across the street, in the same building, in blue, is Jaxson Dart. A rookie quarterback that's nothing like Brady Cook. But Brady Cook played in the SEC, so did he. They're hoping that maybe there's some type of jolt of energy that this kid can give them. Something to be excited about. Something worth going to the stadium to see. God forbid Jaxson Dart goes to Mile High. And I hope he does. I won't say God forbid. But for Aaron Glenn's sake, if Jaxson Dart goes out there to Denver and beats the Broncos, and that continues, right? Jaxson Dart mania, Cam Scadaboo mania, and you just played a game where you were held to 11 points, you held them to 13 points but couldn't find a way to win, it's just going to get worse for you. It is just going to get worse. And the whole business is, you know, getting people to show up to the stadium. Obviously, they make a ton of money off of TV, but you need the fan support. You don't want those tickets to drop to $5 like we've seen before. You don't want that building to be empty. We are just halfway through October. So let's work backwards. In London, right, coming off the London game, Aaron Glenn, when asked about Justin Fields, when asked about benching Justin Fields, which is not crazy. I remember coming on Monday at night and saying, I remember Mac Jones, a top draft pick of the Patriots in London, not getting it done, and Bill Belichick benching him for Bailey Zappi. So let's go back to the answer to Brian Costello's question, which Brian Costello has been here and most likely will be here after you. Here's how Aaron Glenn responded to a question about benching an ineffective quarterback.
Justin's numbers are not good from this game. Is he going to be your quarterback next week, or would you consider?
What kind of question is that?
Look, he did not have a good game. I mean, I think it's a fair question.
There's a number of guys that, you know, I mean, sometimes this league is like this, and there are guys that have bad games. That doesn't mean you just bench them. Come on, you know better than that.
What are you talking about, bro? What kind of question is that? You know better than that? You know better than negative 10 yards. You know better than 9 sacks. You know better to be in a game. I think you know better, but maybe, I mean, you're learning on the job. You look like the guy that lied on his resume. You look like the guy that embellished on his resume a little bit. Now you're in the job and you're not speaking the language that we were hoping you'd speak. What are you doing? You can't win against the media. And you know what I'm understanding now? And this is the last part before we break here, because I want to get to the calls. Antoine Staley will join me to talk Jets at 7:40. Is Woody Johnson putting the battery in his back? Because I have heard him say multiple times that he's had good conversations with Woody, and Woody understands we're building a foundation and yada, yada, yada. I don't care about any of that. This is the NFL. The Titans just fired Brian Callahan. They have a win. You don't. There are multiple teams in the NFL that had coaches one and done and kicked them to the curb. Your name is being mentioned with Gerard Mayo now, where if somebody comes along that has done it before, that's established, you could get kicked to the curb. I know he's got a 5-year deal. I know he's like got all his money in the deal, whatever. But like Nathaniel Hackett, who was here, the Denver Broncos, Sean Payton comes along. Goodbye. The Jacksonville Jaguars have gone through multiple coaches. They had Urban Meyer for a year. He couldn't figure it out. Goodbye. And now they're winning games. Like, I'm telling you, the NFL stands for not for long, and you don't have a single win. So you got to come down from the high horse. You got to humble yourself a little bit. You've got to change your approach. If it bleeds, it leads. And I'm leading with this because this guy is bleeding out in front of us. He went from clapping after a Tampa Bay loss and dancing on the sideline to where we are now, where he's defending Justin Fields. Justin, you are on the way to having a top three pick and having your pick of quarterback where you, Justin Fields will have nothing to do with anything besides this miserable year. 888-808-1019. Aaron Glenn, I feel like, has the battery in his back from Woody Johnson. I guess Woody Johnson has told him, your job is safe no matter what. We're going to see this thing through. And I know that in the NFL, especially here in New York, the fans get loud. The media gets loud. Winning cures all. You're in a stretch right here with the Bengals coming up after this game, the Browns coming up after this game. You should be able to get a win or two. But you are putting yourself in a hole with your bravado, your attitude, and the way that you are talking to the media and fans. You'll never win that game before you win a game in the NFL. 888-808-1019. We'll start with the Jets and Aaron Glenn. I'm sorry for the Jets fans. I have friends that are Jets fans. They don't care. They want to jump ship. And they're already ready to fire this coach. After the excitement of bringing back a guy that played for the organization that was highly coveted, that chose you, wanted the job, he's got to change his approach and his demeanor. He's got to block out the outside noise. You're not helping your team. And it's only going to get harder this week. Who are you throwing the ball to? Justin Fields already can't throw the ball to Garrett Wilson. Josh Reynolds. Wilson is out. Reynolds is questionable. He's got a hip issue. Lazard is questionable. Like, who are you throwing the ball to? Tanner Enstrand, your first-year offensive coordinator, he's got his job cut out for him. And you're facing a young Carolina team that, I don't care if they beat the Cowboys, the Falcons, whomever, like, they're coming to your building. You should be able to compete. Your defense should be able to stop them. But your offense has to move the ball. They're asking Breece Hall about his Instagram posts. Breece Hall is foreshadowing getting traded, getting freed from Florham Park and MetLife Stadium. It's all bad. Can we get some good? Can the Jets figure out a way this week to beat the Panthers, or a way to beat the Bengals, or a way to beat the Browns? Winning cures all. They got to figure it out. But Aaron Glenn is not making it any better, and I fear that Woody Johnson, from the time Woody Johnson put the battery in his back to tell Aaron Rodgers to hit the road, is still behind the scenes now saying, you're good. You're good. Don't worry about it. I got you. And his mind could change if the fans get louder and the media gets louder and the NFL is all pointing to the worst team in the league without a win. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's break it down so we can get some calls in before I bring in my first guest. Bob Papa will join us tonight. Jackson, dart doo 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 doo. We will talk to Bob Papa about the excitement that I hear in his voice calling the games and what he thinks going into Mile High to face the Broncos this week. Pat Ragazzo will join us. I know we did a lot of Yankees talk last night. I want to get into more of the Mets conversation. He broke some news last night. He was first on the scoop with the Correa news, and we'll talk about what the Mets are trying to do and need to do this offseason. And then, of course, at the end of the night, I will take the Yankees conversation as Anthony Volpe just had surgery on his torn labrum. It has come out that Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman, told you they weren't getting fired, obviously, they will meet the media tomorrow. So what do we need the Yankees beat reporters to ask the eternal general manager and the Gen Z manager of these participation trophy Yankees. KM to AM returns right after this. For this to be a fresh new year and even having a team that you felt like had enough talent, paying two talented players on the team, like for them to be the worst team in the NFL with the head coach that is just doubling down and digging himself into a hole, like it doesn't make any sense. If you had a different way about you, you would be granted some grace. It's the Jets. We understand. Gavin is in Woodbridge on the Fan First. What's up, Gavin?
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. I just wanted to make a quick point. I'm not a big X's and O's guy, but I'm a big common sense guy. I watch football. Aaron Glenn, you know, clearly doesn't know what he's doing, but at the end of halves, with 2 minutes to go, with a minute to go, like he looks lost. He
Everybody knows what to do. If you've played Madden, if you've played, if you've watched football, everybody knows what to do at that point in the game. You're trying to get across the 50-yard line. You're trying to get in range to score points. He's a defensive-minded coach that just folded. I could not believe what I was seeing.
It makes no sense. I was watching the Patriot game. Vrabel, I know, he was a head coach before, but this is his first year with New England as well. Not only doesn't he know exactly what he's doing, but down to the second. They're on the 18-yard line, second down. He stops it at 19 seconds. Corrects the referee. No, I need that 19 seconds. He knows every second matters. He knows down to the second on what yard line, where they need to be, where they need to call the timeout. It's just preparation.
Yeah, but it's also, it's like, it's such easy stuff. Thanks for the call. He got caught with his pants down, I've been saying. He got caught in a situation where he didn't trust his quarterback, didn't trust his offense, didn't trust his offensive coordinator, and he tried to justify it by saying, oh, I didn't want to give them the ball back. You don't have any faith in your defense. Your defense was stopping Bo Nix and their offense. What are you talking about? Like, you settle for less. You don't have a win. You have to have the most urgency. You literally have nothing to lose. You're going to lose. I don't get it. Sean is down in North Carolina on the Fan in New York. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Keith, what's up? I know you wanted to talk Jets stuff real quick, but I just want to touch on both teams, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I'm a Giants fan, but, man, Aaron Glenn is not Bill Parcells.
Nope.
He can't talk to the media like that. He's a disciple of Bill Parcells. And I understand he is trying to be Bill Parcells, but Bill Parcells won a Super Bowl before he was that arrogant.
He's got a long way to go, and he's not going to make it
there. Long way to go. And on the Jets, they could have drafted Jackson Dart, and they could have kept Aaron Rodgers. Okay? That's on them. And on the Giants, I'm sick of hearing about the Denver pass rush. Jackson Dart is the perfect quarterback to get around that. He's going to beat him.
Yeah,
I think that
they got a ton of sacks. They lead the league in sacks by 10. It's going to be a challenge for
them. Remember, Fields was just holding the ball.
Right.
He wasn't throwing it, man.
Right.
Okay, Jackson Dart's going to get out of that. You watch. They're going to beat them this week.
It's going to be
and
fun.
They're going to win the NFC East.
All right, let's slow it down a little bit, Sean. But it's going to be fun to see Jackson Dart's skill set. I tweeted out an image today. Jackson Dart, out of all rookies, is ranked 6th in rushing yards. He's surrounded by all running backs. He's got more rushing yards than R.J. Harvey from the Broncos. He's got more rushing yards than Travion Henderson from the Patriots. And speaking of the Patriots and Vrabel, going back to the first call, Vrabel had a quote today. You know, the Patriots are about to play the Titans. And they asked Vrabel if he has any mementos from his time with Tennessee. He said the Goodwill's probably got a pretty good haul down on 8th Avenue. He left all of his Titan stuff behind and just went home. He's a Patriot, and he's a hell of a coach, and he's a coach that you fire Gerard Mayo to go get, because look where the Patriots are right now. You need to have the Holy Trinity, the GM, the head coach, and the quarterback. The Jets have a new GM. The Jets have a new head coach. They don't have the quarterback, but they are acting like they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, in the last call said they should have drafted Jackson Dart and kept Aaron Rodgers. In some other multiverse, they could have done that. But they came in with this air of, we know what's best. We know what works, and it's going to work. And it has failed terribly. George is in New Jersey next with us on the Fan. What's up, George?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for having me on. So I just have to say it. Aaron Glenn has no confidence in his offense. I know he doesn't have many weapons. I know it's just Breece Hall. It's just, you know, Wilson that, again, I'm not a big Wilson fan. I just feel like he fumbles the ball too much. But I just think they just don't have a lot of personnel on offense. And the last thing you need is the coach not having any confidence in these guys.
Right.
And there's your result on Sunday with no scores. So
it looked like Pop Warner football. It looked like Pop Warner football. Like, we can't run a play. These are kids. They can't even get lined up right. We don't trust them to even run a play.
Unbelievable. I played Pee Wee. I played high school. I just shake my head. I've been a Jets fan for 40 years. I'm 48 years old. I'm in New Jersey. I'm from Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. I've been watching this team my whole life. And it's just so frustrating to see this. And I like Glenn. I think he's going to be okay. And with the previous call said about him, you know, trying to emulate Parcells.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Like, yeah, he's a disciple, and he hasn't achieved anything. Yes, absolutely. You can't do that. You got to just temper that and be a little bit more, you know, professional. But I think Glenn is going to be okay. I just think they need more personnel on offense. I like when they cut Gibson. I didn't think he was good. He fumbled the ball so many times.
He was expendable. And now, right, they haven't been able to cut anybody else. And he set that precedent, and I think we all like that. But now you're 0-6, and there's a bunch of guys to blame. There's a bunch of guys you should have cut. Thanks for the call, George. Yeah, he's not Parcells. You got to crawl before you walk. And, like, saying he's going to be okay doesn't cut it in the NFL. There's only 32 of these jobs. Okay is not going to cut it in New York. This week on The Fan, they wanted Aaron Boone fired. The Knicks gave fans of that team in this city a ride of their lifetimes rooting for the team that plays in Madison Square Garden, and they fired their head coach. These seats are hot, man. Gerald is in Old Bridge next on The Fan. Go for it, G.
What's going on, Keith? I think at this point, you know, I'm a Jeff fan since high school, so you know, we're going on 30 years now. I start selling pieces and give Aaron Glenn, you know, If you could muster up 4 or 5 extra draft picks next year, I mean, with a whole anyone. I mean, at this point, we're not winning within the next 2 years.
Yeah, and you're going to be picking high every round, so why not add some more lottery tickets? And
sell off. Breece Hall does not want to be here anymore. People are checking on Jermaine Johnson. Everybody should be available. Garrett Wilson, Sauce, everybody.
The meat of the draft is your fourth, fifth, and sixth round draft pick. So if you look at the years of when the Patriots won the Super Bowls, those are the years where they got their offensive linemen, that stuff. Those are the years where you get, you know, a solid linebacker. I'm not talking an all pro linebacker, but you get a starting linebacker, a guy that's just a tackling machine. Even, you know, your nickelbacks or your third safeties. It's just, I don't know. I've never seen an organization just consistently mess it up. I mean,
thanks for the call, Gerald. You know why they consistently mess it up? Because they don't know what they're doing from top to bottom. It starts at the top. And I think Woody is the type that thinks he does know better, does know what he's doing. But then he changes his mind a bunch, and that brings me right back around to Aaron Glenn. He might be assuring you right now, you're good. Yeah, you signed a 5-year contract. We're glad you're back. We're glad you're back home. But when it gets too loud, like, what pushed him to make the decision to fire Rob Saleh when he did? Because that was foolish. There was a lot of different things that we talked about why he would fire Rob Saleh. Oh, he was a dead man walking anyway. Oh, you know, the team, that team, they had wins. That team wasn't out of contention. That team had Aaron Rodgers. That team, I don't know, man. This team has nothing positive to report. I think the only thing positive to report is Jermaine Johnson came back. You saw what Brownlee could do. The defense had some pride. They held the Broncos to 13 points. If they can do that again this week, can the offense improve? I doubt it. Who are you throwing the ball to? The tight ends? Breece Hall, the running back? Tanner Enstrand, your offensive coordinator, first-year offensive coordinator, he doesn't have much to work with. Run the option with Fields and Breece. In Morristown, we're going to Tony next. Tony, are you there?
Hey, Keith, how are you? Enjoy the show.
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem. Hey, just had a question. Want to know your thoughts and opinion, right? So basically, you know, during the 2025 draft and going into 2025 season, we knew that Justin Fields couldn't throw the ball, but he was coming anyway, right? So we're like, all right, fine. We knew Tyrod Taylor, we knew him circling the NFL wasn't great. You know, when Shedeur Sanders dropped in the draft, you know, he went down, I think he was picked in the fifth round. We know we needed a viable backup quarterback at a minimum. I don't understand why the Jets couldn't have picked him up, you know, like in the third or fourth round. Definitely in the fourth round. Just want to know your thoughts on, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they absolutely could have. Thanks for the call, Tony. But what I remember is there was this air of the entire NFL is staying away. There was also this air of Shedeur Sanders is, you know, too much of a celebrity quarterback. And if you remember Bill Parcells' book about the celebrity quarterback, they moved on from Aaron Rodgers. Why would you bring the circus that Shedeur Sanders brings into the building? There were other quarterbacks that could have been had. There were other quarterbacks that they could have drafted. But I also feel like this regime and this roster felt like they were ready to compete and contend right now. And they didn't need a rookie quarterback because they had Justin Fields and Tyrod Taylor. That would have been a waste of a pick. Why didn't they draft Tyler Warren? Why didn't they draft Teteroa McMillan? They drafted Armon Membu because they played it safe. Back-to-back years drafting offensive linemen, which is smart. You know, I think your offensive line has some pieces that are going to be set for years, but your offense has no weapons. Tyler Warren would be a weapon. You're about to see Teteroa McMillan this week in your building. He had 2 touchdowns last week. 888-808-1019. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We are about to bring in Antoine Staley just so we have some guests tonight, just so we have a reporter tonight for the Jets that can weigh in on us or weigh in with us on the Jets on, you know, as I'm talking about the media and not being able to defeat the media. I just had Antoine on, I think, a week ago or 2 weeks ago. He's a Jets beat writer and columnist for the New York Daily News. He will give us some more insight on Aaron Glenn, on these press conferences, on the team and what we can expect from them, what they're going to do this week against Carolina. 888-808-1019. Let's take a break. I'll bring in a guest and we will get right back to the phones. It's a 5-hour show. We got plenty of time. I'll be right back. What's up, Twan?
I'm not really a popular man right now, basically because I cover the Jets, but it's good to be with you right now.
You're always popular with me. You're always the go-to guy for me because I need to figure some stuff out, man. I mean, let's go back to 9:30. Yeah. you know, Sunday in London. I'm rushing home from the grocery store. I'm telling my wife and son, come on, come on, come on. We got to get home. We got to watch this Jets game. And it was the most watched London game ever. They did great numbers. It's a top five international game all time. But that was one of the worst games I've seen in recent time. It was so bad. Like, what were they doing over there in London when they were having too much tea and crumpets?
No, it wasn't that. It's just the offense hasn't been consistently good all year. I mean, you talk about, you go back to week two against Buffalo. I think Justin Fields was 3 out of 11 for 27 yards in that game. And, you know, you look at this game, too, against the Broncos. I mean, he just basically held the ball too long. I mean, we talk about a guy that's, you know, notoriously, like, wants to, you know, run out the pocket and scramble and things of that nature. But we didn't see any of that. We just saw a guy that was really hesitant to throw the ball down the field. And, you know, he ended up taking 9 sacks. He had as many sacks as he had completions. And, you know, it's hard to win that way when you're getting pressured and sacked that many times, especially. So, but Justin Fields talked about today how he needs to be more aggressive and wants to get the ball down the field there. So we'll see how it plays out against Carolina. But yeah, the offense has struggled. Well, all aspects of the Jets have struggled, which is why they're 0-6 at the moment, you know, heading to week 7.
Yeah, I feel like there was a bad omen because, you know, in the other games, the stats were floating around and people don't always get to watch the whole Jets game. But I keep going back to FanDuel, Dove Climbing, and I think Underdog Fantasy tweeted out, Justin Fields in 3 full games with the Jets, 266 yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. 307 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. 309 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. And then the last line that they all wrote was, he is not the problem. Basically saying that, you know, the Jets are 0-for, and it isn't his fault. So then we get to that game, and it is clear that he has paralysis by analysis. He is scared to throw a pick. And they can't get anything going because he won't release the football. So I put it on him, obviously, but I also got to put it on first-year offensive coordinator Tanner Engstrand, who I'm like, yo, switch it up. Call something else. Get him out of there. Roll him out of there. Put him in the gun. Do something. I don't know.
Well, let me correct you on that. Like, I think some of the issues are on him because, I mean, you look at his stats and you see he hasn't thrown any interceptions. I think he's fumbled twice, but he's been a garbage time merchant. Like, let's just call it what it is. I mean, the guy's been, you know, he looked against the Cowboys there. He threw a lot of yards there late in the game. The game was already decided. You know, you look at some of the other games, the Dolphins game as well. Like, he threw a lot of yards late in the fourth quarter when the game was already decided there.
Not to cut you off. That's what I'm saying. Anybody like yourself or you know, our listeners that watch the game, we know that those numbers they were all putting out weren't real. Men lie, women lie. Numbers do lie in garbage time when you can pad your stats. But then he finally got the game against a good defense where he couldn't pad any stats. He couldn't even get any stats, negative 10 net yards.
Yeah, you're facing a team that had the best pass rush in the NFL in the Broncos, and they sat you 9 times. So, yeah, I think part of it is on him, but also I agree with your point, too, as well. Engstrand didn't necessarily call a great game, too, as well. Like, my thing is, when you got a guy like Justin Fields, who you know is not super accurate, is not a great quarterback, roll him out, like, use his strengths to your advantage, too. Like, get him on some D-line runs there. Like, maybe throw some option in there, too, as well, because, you know, he is a guy that, you know, he relies on his athleticism to make plays down the field. And I know he talked about today he was been a little bit banged up since the Dolphins game there. Obviously, you know, it was a short week there going heading to Dallas and, you know, banging up his knee a little bit. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, you got to be able to use his strengths to his advantage. And I don't think Tanner Engstrand has been necessarily doing that, you know, regularly either. So, yeah, I think it's a lot on Glenn. I think a lot on Engstrand. I think a lot on Justin Fields, too. Like, it's enough blame to go around for the Jets' 0-6 start.
Yeah, I think they all just collectively got exposed. I'll leave the defense out of it because I did think that the defense, who, you know, Sauce Gardner said they had a meeting about taking it personal. You saw Jermaine Johnson. You saw Brownlee on that defense. And, like, the defense held. They got that coveted first turnover. Like, the defense held. But what I'll say is they got exposed, especially at halftime when you convert the fake punt, which was obvious. You saw Darren Rizzi jumping up and down, yelling, screaming. He knew what was coming. They get it. But then they're not able to do anything with it. And I've been on the fan all week saying there are 10-year-old kids playing Madden that know what to do in that situation, or at least what to try to do. And what I felt like it exposed to me was Aaron Glenn not having any confidence in his quarterback, not having any confidence in his offensive coordinator.
and being, I guess, defensive-minded and folding. You're supposed to attack. You're supposed to try to get points. You're defeated. You need to win.
And also being aloof of, like, you know, real-time game situations, which I feel like he is too as well. But he's blaming the media right now, and that's totally fine. I mean, you know, I know today, Brian Castello, who, you know, covers the Jets for the New York Post, ended up asking him a question basically about, you know, Justin Fields throwing the ball down the field and everything like that. And, you know, Glenn basically said, like, we would be complaining, you know, to paraphrase it, I don't know what we can say on here, but basically complaining about how we would be, like, he wouldn't be able to throw the ball down the field. But our job is to critique what's going on.
Yes.
And I don't think Aaron Glenn understands that totally. But, you know, it's nothing personal. It is business. It's the job that we do. We have a job like how he has a job, too. And our job is to tell people what's going on. And I don't think he understands necessarily what that entails. It's nothing personal. We don't have any beef. Well, I can say I don't have any beef with Justin Fields or anybody on the Jets roster. But our job is to tell people what's going on and why it's happening. And then he's just not necessarily, you know, registering that message right now, which, you know, it looks bad on a lot of different levels, not just necessarily on the field, but also off the field too when he, you know, continues to attack us.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted you on tonight. I opened up and we played the audio where he said, if something bad happens, you guys are going to be using the B word, about it and about him, and he's just got to go out there and play quarterback. And to me, when I heard that today, I'm like, I'm starting the show with this, because this guy is sinking. He is bleeding out. He is fighting against the media and the fans, and you can't win that game. And you haven't won a game. You have no grace. You're making it harder for yourself off the field. And we just saw you clearly learning on the job. You look like a guy who lied on his resume and is in over his head. And now the way that you're going at the media, here's the question I asked you. I'm like, is Woody co-signing this? Did Woody put the battery in his back? Is Woody telling him, you're safe, brother. Look, you got it. Don't worry, bro. Like, we're not firing you after this year. We know it's going to be uphill. Go out there and be tough on them and give it to the media. And I just think he's doing it all wrong.
I think Woody is empowering him, but at the same time, like, also it's a certain, you know, his coaches were Bill Parcells when he came up, and also Bill Belichick was his defensive coordinator back in the 90s. So it's a little bit of that, but at the same time, like, those guys actually, you know, when they came to the Jets, they won, like, on some level. And he comes to in this situation where, you know, it's just very combative, and that's not the way to make friends or, you know, have a, you know, long tenure in this media market. And he keeps, you know, bringing up the Detroit example, and I understand Dan Campbell. I covered Dan Campbell in Miami when he was the interim coach there. Mm-hmm. But again, it's a different situation when you're up in New York and you're, you know, alienating the media who's trying to gas you up and trying to keep you around for a certain amount of time. And I don't think it's necessarily a great look on his part. I don't think it's necessarily a great look on the Jets part too, especially considering they're 0-6 right now. And, you know, hey, this is not nothing new for Glenn. Like, he came, like, I think the first time we really knew, like, he was very combative when he came out to me at the owners' meeting back in March, and basically I asked him about Jamin Sherwood, somebody he wasn't familiar with, and obviously was the prior regime, and he basically said he was a good player. That's why we wanted to sign him, and basically said the same thing all over again. And today's press conference kind of was, like, similar to that when we was asking about Garrett, and, you know, basically saying that, you know, just got to wait to the, you know, rest of the week and see what had that profiles, but it's not good. It's not a good look. And, you know, obviously, like, I don't have anything personal against Aaron Glenn. Like I say, I hope he succeeds there with the Jets. They would be good for the city and the area. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a results-based business, and you're 0-6, and I don't think you should be combative against anybody right now, especially asking you genuine questions what's going on with the team.
Yeah, you don't have a leg to stand on. And even before we got to the games, he was combative when asked about Aaron Rodgers. He was like, we're going to focus on the roster.
Right.
It's not about Aaron Rodgers. And now look at what Aaron Rodgers is doing with the Steelers, and look at what you're doing with the quarterback that the Steelers had to start the season last year. It is all bad. So before we let you go, let's talk about the game this week. And here's what I'm saying, bro. Like, this is a distraction. This is negative energy. You have a home game. Your fans are coming into that building against a team that you should be able to compete against, maybe steal a win from.
Yes. Yes.
But who are you going to? Yeah, who are they throwing the ball to? How are they going to move the football? I think the defense is going to show up, but how are they scoring points this week?
That's a fair question because, you know, without Garrett Wilson and Josh Reynolds, who's also suffering a hip injury right now, I mean, it's a fair question to know, like, to ask, like, how they're going to be able to move the ball. Like, even with Garrett Wilson, like, they had issues moving the ball there. But now, like, without Garrett, without Josh Reynolds potentially. And
at Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Basically, you got Mason Taylor and a few practice squad guys and Tyler Johnson. You got to rely a lot on the running game there. That's kind of why, you know, talk to you about, you know, them possibly running more option, like just getting them off guard. Like, you got to do something to get a win. Like, you need a win in the worst way. You lose to the Panthers, and then you got Cincinnati with Joe Flacco, excuse me, who was your former quarterback a few years ago. And if he goes for 300 yards again, which he did against the Jets 2 years ago, it's going to be a bad look going into the bye week. So they need to get one of these two games.
If it's Dylan Gabriel and the Browns, or maybe they get the Shedeur Sanders by that point.
you know, honestly, like, so many people have talked to me about Shedeur Sanders and how he should be a Jets quarterback. And if you lose to him or lose to the Browns, that might be it. Like, that might
be the nail in the coffin, because I already took a call tonight. Like, how come they didn't draft Shedeur while he was falling? And I went back to Bill Parcells and the whole celebrity quarterback thing. You got rid of Aaron Rodgers. Why would you bring in somebody like Shedeur with millions of followers and media attention and everything else? Well, I don't know. I don't know when they're going to get a win.
I'll say this, like, real quick before I get out. Like, they didn't want any part of that. So, yeah, I can tell you that this point blank. Like, they didn't want any part of that circus.
And a lot of NFL teams didn't want any part of it, understandably so. But, okay, so the trade deadline is November 4th, and these next couple games will happen before then. I think there's nothing left to do but sell off pieces. Breece Hall, everybody should be available. What do you think they're going to do there? Like, go ahead and just prepare to get draft picks. And I won't say tank, because I think they're going to lose out and they're going to be a top three team drafting anyway. But, you know, that's the next step, to go and try and get some value for these guys, because we came into the season thinking they had guys on this roster that they could compete with. Obviously not.
Yeah, I would say Quentin Williams is a guy that's been talked about a lot, and I have an article coming out in the morning about that. I think it's more of an off-season move with Quinn, because I think he's going to come up you know, he might want a new contract and the Jets might not want to give it to him, and then he might request the trade in that sense. So just a little bit of rumble is there. But as far as Breece Hall, you know, he talked today and basically said he kind of downplayed the, you know, the trade Instagram rumors post. And his post on Instagram and all that. But and he can't be happy. Like, he's been – it's been trade rumors since April with Breece Hall. So he has to know that his – you know, the sand in the hourglass is kind of ending with him with the Jets. And I'm sure he would like to go somewhere where he was better utilized there, whether it be the Chargers or the Chiefs there. And, you know, he's saying all the right things. But at the end of the day, like, you don't do that post unless, like, it's something in your heart that says, like, you know what, I'm ready to move on. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes down. I also throw Quincy Williams in that mix, too, as well as potential trade assets, too, as well. And also Lyle Lazar, who ended up coming back there and took a personal week
Steelers
off. But, you know, and the Steelers are looking for a wide receiver. The Steelers are looking for a wide receiver, so you might as well trade him Alan Lazar, like, get Aaron Rodgers' team back up with him.
And then the last thing for you before you go, Fernando Mendoza, Dante Moore, Ty, who are you looking at for the Jets to draft that quarterback?
I am, like, you know, I talked about this too. Like, right now it's Dante Moore, but it could change too. Mendoza is more of a pocket passer there. He's more like Jared Goff, so it might be more appealing to Aaron Glenn
system, yeah.
If he works. If we were to survive this year, which I think he right now, I had to assume he is going to. But also, Todd Simpson has been really good since the Florida State game. Like, he's been tremendous. Right. So I think you have to put him in that category too.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Fernando Mendoza because Kirk Cignetti used to coach at JMU where I played for a few years.
Yes.
And I've heard him speak very highly of Fernando Mendoza, the worker he is, the type of person he is, and how driven he is. So I'm like, hey, if they're able to go get that guy, he's 6'5", 225, like, and you know, we just saw what he did against Oregon. Yeah.
He's not like a Peyton Manning pocket passer. He is a today's pocket passer where he's not going to move a ton, but he can move if you're pressuring him. So, like, I'm all about, like, I know about JMU. I grew up in North Carolina, so I grew up about 3 hours from there. So I know all about JMU.
Well, you're the man, bro. Appreciate you joining our show tonight. And I'm sure I'll have you back on soon. Maybe after the Jets get their first win.
I won't hold my breath on that, but it was always great talking to you, Keith. I appreciate it.
That might not be till next year. Antoine Staley, ladies and gentlemen, covering the Jets for the New York Daily News. 888-808-1019. Let's break it down right here. We'll hit you with the update. We'll come back. We'll take calls. And then Bob Papa will join us at 8:20 to talk about the G-Men.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.